This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
How concerned do you need to be about what your significant other watches on TV? Is it something where they're watching, you know, Dateline or whatever to just be entertained or informed? Or is it more of a, how could I get away with this? That's kind of what's going on in this story of Corey Martin. A New York man found guilty of murdering a woman for life insurance payout after watching TV shows on serial killers. Jurors said in a federal court convicted 36-year-old Corey Martin for the murder of 26-year-old Brandy Odom. Aimed at cashing in on life insurance policies, Martin's fascination with the TV shows on serial killers seemingly inspired the gruesome crime. Martin, facing life imprisonment alongside his co-defendant, Adele Anderson, who's 35, orchestrated the murder. And because it's just so common these days, dismemberment of Odom in April 2018, prosecutors revealed that the pair had taken out life insurance policies on Odom's life prior to the murder. Martin, described as a pimp by prosecutors, viewed Odom as a money-making opportunity, exploiting her for commercial sex before killing her. During the trial, Anderson testified that he and Martin watched true crime shows like The First 48 to plan the murder and evade detection. Martin even drew inspiration from the TV series Dexter to perfect his crime. The jury dismissed defense claims of a love triangle and found Martin guilty based on evidence, including his internet searches related to the case and the purchase of a reciprocating saw for dismemberment. After strangling Odom in her bedroom, Martin and Anderson purchased cleaning supplies to conceal the crime. They disposed of Odom's remains in a park. Martin's subsequent internet searches included news articles about the discovery of the body parts, further incriminating him as detailed in the court documents. In the early morning hours of April 8th and April 9th of 2018, Martin disposed of Odom's body parts in this park with the assistance of his co-conspirator. On April 10th of 2018, Martin conducted dozens of internet searches for news articles, including search area expands after dismemberment, body found in park in Brooklyn. Martin also accessed a Twitter post titled "Person Walking Dog Discovers Remains of Woman in Brooklyn Park." The following day, April 11th, 2018, Martin searched YouTube using the search term "exclusive interview of mother of girl found in park." After Odom's murder, at Martin's direction, his co-conspirator made several unsuccessful attempts to claim benefits under Odom's life insurance policies. The prosecution highlighted Martin's premeditated actions, including his purchase of a reciprocating saw as evidence of his internet commitment to committing the murder. Court documents revealed Martin's online search history and his purchase of the saw just days prior to the murder. Court documents stated, on or about April 6, 2018, at approximately 4:36 p.m., Martin accessed online listings for reciprocating saws on the Home Depot website and accessed a page for DeWalt 12-amp corded reciprocating saw, described as featured as a powerful 12-amp motor designed for heavy-duty applications only at the Home Depot, where doers get things done. I added that part in there. At approximately 5:52 p.m. the same day, the Home Depot in Valley Stream, New York, recorded the purchase in cash of a DeWalt 12-amp corded reciprocating saw, 5 saw blades, and black contractor bags. At approximately 7:15 that day, Martin searched YouTube for the following terms: how to insert blade for reciprocating saw, and using reciprocating saw, which he subsequently deleted from his phone. United States Attorney Brennan Peace of the Eastern Division of New York condemned Martin's actions, emphasizing the gravity of the crime and the need for justice for Odom's family. Martin's sentencing is now scheduled for July 23rd, where he faces the possibility of spending the rest of his life behind bars for his heinous acts motivated by greed. That'd be an odd thing. You walk into the Home Depot. What do you think would be best for dismembering somebody?
If you can find someone to help you with your question.
that's true. Imagine how many murders would be solved if they just had more staff at Home Depot.
Right. like reciprocating saw. Please be specific. What do you want to use it for?
What are you using this for? Whatever that'll be.
I kind of laugh to myself because, not that this story is funny, but about inspiration from TV shows, because I am drinking out of one of those insulated mugs that says, I don't watch crime shows for entertainment. I watch for new ideas. And then we're talking about this. Like, oh, maybe I shouldn't use this. Maybe somebody's going to be, you watching Dexter for a reason, Carol?
Is it similar to the mug that you got me that says, oh, that pesky DNA?
Yes.
I love, I have that on my desk all the time, and it has Keith Morrison's picture on it in all different scenes from Dateline. It's wonderful.
I mean, for the guy who has everything,
that is it's the coolest mug in the world. I love it. Gosh. Yeah, I mean, this, there is an interesting thing. There's like a loophole in the law in New York, I believe. I got to look it up here. Jennifer Coffendaffer posted something about it on her Twitter just the other day. And I found it really interesting. And I want to ask her about it when I have her on. It's a loophole that basically allows, if someone is dismembered, okay. If you want to stay out of jail, this is her tweet from March 6th. She says, it doesn't get any better than this. So, bad guys, if you want to stay out of jail after you kill someone, make sure to dismember the bodies. It will be tougher for law enforcement to identify them and harder to prove the crime. Due to bail reform, the state can't set bail if you commit the crimes of disposal or dismemberment of a body in New York. This is unbelievable and a testament to how broken our system is. The individuals who are involved in dismembering two people may get away with murder. She's talking about a case there. Yeah. Charges relating to the mutilation and disposal of murdered corpses are no longer bail eligible. So that's rather interesting.
Yeah.
On how that plays out.
It seems like, and you and I have talked about this for quite a while, it just seems like there are just more dismemberment stories.
It seems to be. Here's the thing. I mean, this sounds kind of crazy, but here's what I think it is. Everybody's out of shape. Because everybody's out of shape, it's not so easy to haul a body around anymore as criminals of the murderers of the past did. Now they have to cut everybody up because either they're out of shape and they can't move the body, or the people they're cutting up are out of shape too, and they're heavier than one would be able to haul around. I think that's really what it comes down to, quite honestly. I don't think it's anybody really wants to be more gruesome, or anybody's like, ooh, I can't wait to cut them up. I think it's more just like a matter of circumstance than anything else,
and
in practicality.
I think it makes the bodies harder to find, because there's a case this weekend, a beach or area in Long Island. I can't remember exactly where it was.
Yeah.
And they found these two people's body parts kind of there in other places. And a child found an arm.
That one is a little different, though, because I think that one was done on purpose as a sign. I think it's gang related. I think it has something to do with MS-13. And if you follow any of the crap that goes on with that gang, especially in South America, they're all about cutting people up and leaving body parts as basically signs and signatures and all that. I think that is what is happening there. But these, I don't know what else to say it, these run-of-the-mill murders that happen where people kill somebody, crime of passion or whatever it may be, but not necessarily a gang killing. I think it's more logistics than it is that they want to cut somebody up, quite honestly.
And then the other thing I find interesting about this story, I think it's so sad that this poor woman was just used as, you know, he's pimping her out, mm-hmm. and he decides to kill her for money. You know, he didn't even see a human in her at all.
No, and
sick.
Yeah.
But then he's watching these TV shows for inspiration, but yet I guess never got to the part about internet searches and phone searches. Like, they can find all this stuff.
Yeah, that's it's a horrible case. It's not amusing, but there is an amusing part to it where it's like, look, we're all smart. We watch these crime shows, yet they screw up on just obvious things that you don't want to screw up on if you're committing a murder or trying to hide your crime. So not the brightest, but again, kind of goes back to like, well, if you're willing to do this to someone, you already are probably not the brightest.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now